blessed viewers, and welcome to today's episode of Planet Earth, Our Loving Home. The Soil Association is a leading UK green organisation dedicated to promoting sustainable food production and an enhanced environment for all beings. The most recent annual conference of the Soil Association was held in Bristol, England, and featured the theme Transition of Food in the 21st Century, with global food security and climate change issues being high on the agenda. Attracting participants with an interest in building sustainable food systems, the conference brought together farmers and growers, food manufacturers, retailers, researchers, policymakers, and ordinary citizens. During the event, delegates held in-depth conversations on the present unbalanced state of the world's food supply and possible solutions. On last week's episode of Planet Earth, we heard from many conference participants on such challenges to food sustainability as industrialised agriculture and genetically modified crops. We also heard good news about how organic farming can tremendously boost agricultural production. This week, we bring you more leaders from various fields with their visions of how to change the global food production system so that there is always food for all. We start first with Rosie Boycott, who is the chairperson of London Food. She was appointed to the position by the current Mayor of London, England, Boris Johnson. This is a city-sponsored initiative that seeks to provide Londoners with access to healthy, locally produced and affordable food. Miss Boycott gave us her perspective on organic foods.
Rosie, you have your own small organic farm.
Yeah, I do, down in Somerset, so it's about 40 miles from here, yeah.
What encouragement would you give farmers for turning organic?
Well, I would say that, you know, A, you get a better yield from the soil, put less bad stuff back in the soil, your vegetables are better and purer, and at the end of the day, you don't deplete the soil and make the soil become dependent on fertilizers, which, as we know, are going to run out, which are, you know, creating soil unsustainability and are creating an artificial food system, which is in the long term an unsustainable one.
What benefits would organic growing have for the environment?
A million. I mean, it creates soil sustainability, it creates high yields, it creates a healthy vegetable, and of course the big thing is that it reduces our dependence on fossil fuels. And as people now, I think, are becoming aware, it takes roughly 10 calories of oil to get 1 calorie of food to your plate. That is something we cannot go on with in a world that is running out of oil.
What benefits would you see to people eating organically?
Well, we've seen what the non-benefits are of eating processed food. We've eaten food with additives that we don't understand. We have eaten far too much modified starch, far too much maize, far too much stuff that has just been put into food to make it robust. We have concentrated more on food that is able to stand long journeys. So going back to a normal way of eating means going back to a natural way of eating, which is what our bodies were created for and what our bodies were made for. And you only have to look around the world, especially the developed world, and starting in China and India, to see the obesity crisis, the diabetes crisis, and these things that are happening in people that are very young, frighteningly young, because they're eating a bad diet.
Dr. Vandana Shiva is a respected physicist, environmentalist, and best-selling author. In 1987, Dr. Shiva, who is a vegetarian, started Navdanya, an organization based in India that promotes peace, harmony, justice, and sustainability by seeking to protect the biodiversity of our ecosphere. She is author of Soil, Not Oil, in which she calls for a return to sound agricultural principles based on self-organization, community, and care for the environment. She spoke of some of the transitions that she feels need to be made to assure there is always an abundance of food.
Soil for me is not just physically, ecologically, the ground on which agriculture happens. It symbolizes so many of the transitions we are seeking to make. The transition from oil to soil is multidimensional. It's an economic transition to a network of renewable energy-driven, climate change-resilient local economies. These living economies are grounded in soil, literally and metaphorically. They're localized, which reduces our ecological footprint on the planet while enhancing our well-being. Another transition that I really feel is key is a transition from monocultures to diversity. We just can't make it unless we do that. Because the diversity is where alternatives to fossil fuels come from, and diversity is where resilience comes from. We need a transition, of course, from chemical GMO farming to organic. And I think if you look at the multiple crises, the crisis of the collapse of the financial economy, the crisis of climate change, the crisis of peak oil, the crisis of public health, add it all, then organic is really the only way to move forward.
When we return, we will share the thoughts of more conference attendees from various disciplines who offer their views on how we can sustainably feed everyone on our planet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, featuring highlights from the Soil Association's annual conference in Bristol, England. The event's theme was Transition of Food in the 21st Century. During the gathering, delegates from various backgrounds had in-depth conversations on global food security. One important issue explored during the conference was climate change. We asked some delegates about their thoughts on this most urgent threat to food security and the planet's survival. Here is Iain Tolhurst, an organic farmer who believes that switching to a vegan, meaning animal-free diet, is the fastest way to address global warming.
Iain, can you tell us what organisation you're from?
Yeah, I'm here representing the Organic Growers Alliance of UK.
So, with the issues the planet has at the moment with the climate change, what do you see as the one thing that could help us very quickly?
Well, you know, a massive reduction in meat consumption, you know, a large number of people perhaps even going the whole way and being completely vegan, certainly reducing the reliance on animal inputs would make a huge difference and would, without question, release a huge amount of land in terms of feeding people. And I think also would bring about a much more healthy lifestyle too. I think it would improve people's health. It would put food production back in the hands of, you know, of the population.
Factory farming, an intensive, unsustainable farming method that regards animals and our environment as mere commodities, needs to end, as it is affecting the global food supply, and the emissions from such operations are fueling climate change to a tremendous degree.
Definitely stop factory farming, because the place for non-sustainability is coming from factory farming, from feeding grain to cattle, growing soybean in the Amazon to either run cars or create factory farms. And that is leading not just to more use of nitrogen fertilizer, which is causing global warming, but is using to increase methane emissions, which is also causing global warming. So definitely, absolute phasing out of factory farming and a minimizing of meat eating. So we've lost reverence for food. And with the loss of reverence for food, we have lost the capacity to understand how we reduce our pressure on this planet.
The important 2006 United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization study, Livestock's Long Shadow, demonstrates how factory farming contributes more greenhouse gases to Earth's atmosphere than emissions from all forms of transport in the world combined. Ranchor Prime, author of Cows and the Earth, is a vegetarian who recognizes the inherent cruelty of factory farming. Therefore, he suggests that people respect animals just like they respect their family or friends, as we are all equal.
I think a lot of people are vaguely aware of what goes on in the factory farming industry and in the slaughterhouse, and they think it's a regrettable necessity. Actually, it's not. We could live a different way if there were the will to do so. The way the world is going now, the challenges to sustainability and so on, it is a time for people to think new ideas and also maybe to go back to the wisdom of the past and make it new, to rediscover it.
Mr. Patrick Holden, director of the Soil Association, feels that sustainable and green local food systems hold great prospects for assuring the food supply in the 21st century.
I think that by the middle of the 21st century, everybody will be farming organically. That's a pretty big shift. We're only 2% of the food market at the moment, maybe 5% of the UK land area. Now, clearly, we won't be able to produce all our food from the UK land area, however it's farmed, because we've got a population projected to peak at around 70 million. But what we can do is produce our staple foods from our own soils, starting with fresh and perishable foods. They should be produced very near to where we live. The slightly more durable foods a little bit further afield, and then the higher value foods could come by rail or even by sea, particularly, say, the non-indigenous products that we can't ever grow ourselves, like tea, coffee, citrus fruits, bananas. So I think there will continue to be global trade, but the clear trend will be to produce staples from our own resources.
Today, local food systems are becoming increasingly popular around the world. More people are beginning to plant vegetables and fruits at home and in their neighbourhoods where there is free space, even in large cities like London.
Do you feel that people within London City can actually grow their own food and make a difference?
Of course, yes, they can. And there are many more spaces than people are aware of.
And can you tell us the different ways that they could do this from their own home?
Well, you can do it on your roof, you can do it in your back garden, you can do it in your local park, you can do it in your local churchyard, you can do it beside a canal, you can do it on a railway bank. Actually, the possibilities are endless, and it's exciting.
We would like to extend our gratitude to all conference participants for sharing their perspectives on changing our world's food systems to make sure everyone across the globe always has enough to eat. Our appreciation also goes to the Soil Association for hosting such an important event to raise public awareness on how we can end food shortages and can address climate change. Thank you for joining us today on Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, featuring the Soil Association's annual conference in Bristol, England. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May your life be filled with divine light and abundant love from heaven.